This is Dale Connolly reporting, news meant for amusement. The Enough Party is still reeling from the accusation leveled for the first time on this show 1 week ago that the recent statement by Senator Spleen regarding his reasons for dropping out of sight is a fraud. Freelance media manipulator Tamara Henry said her analysis of the Spleen tape revealed the use of canned, commonly available sound effects and carefully chosen sound triggers designed to mislead the public. The accusation was picked up by Senator Spleen's primary opponent, Governor Dick Burstyn, who is with me now in the studio. Governor?
Thank you, Dave. Let me first commend you and your staff and the exquisite Tamara Henry for getting to the bottom of this deception. It was an act of bravery to challenge the raw power of a sitting U.S. senator. Not everyone would do it.
And I take it then that you are not here to endorse Senator Spleen?
I am not. I'm here to insist that he take his medicine. Ms. Henry conclusively proved that Senator Spleen was not at an undisclosed location renewing himself for the general election, but in fact was in a recording studio located in the heart of some thriving metropolis somewhere. He was pretending to be out among the ordinary people when in fact he was not. Is this cynical manipulator the sort of man we want as our president, a liar and a cheat?
Well, don't you think that takes it a bit far, Governor?
No, I do not. Not at all. He's pretending. Imagine going on the radio before literally dozens of trusting citizens and laying something out as the truth when in fact it's ludicrous and a vile falsehood. I find that despicable. What sort of person would do that?
Well, it's not that bad if the
purpose it is.
Well, I don't know that you can
news
really
was never meant for amusement. Ever.
Well, my perspective
Great
on
Scott, man, if he can get away with making up this statement, what can we believe? Who's to say anything is real? Maybe you're not real. Maybe I'm not.
Well, what do you think should happen next?
Senator Spleen must show his face. Sooner, not later. Stop with the games, the cash reward, all that nonsense. The senator needs to come off the phony farm. Let's debate the issues one-on-one ahead of the convention.
On the line with us now is Senator Spleen's campaign manager, Rhonda Alonzo. Rhonda, thanks for joining us.
Hello? I have to warn you, it is very, very hard to hear you through the cacophony of the natural creatures out here in the pristine open spaces where we are staying to regenerate our strength for the arduous political battle ahead.
Oh, knock it off, Rhonda. The game is up.
Dale? Dale, is that you?
No, Rhonda. Governor Burstyn is here. He's here with me now.
Put your man on the line, Rhonda. Let's have it out.
I am. I'm so sorry. I wish I could, but the senator is out in the meadow right now, feeding the baby calf.
Nonsense. Put him on the line.
I cannot do that.
You won't do that because this is a staff coup. You have taken over the campaign so completely, your candidate has become an afterthought.
It's a calf coup.
This is not retreat. It's a kidnapping. It's prison.
No, it is nothing of the sort. This little calf has problems.
You cannot trust him on his own. So you've closed off access to keep the power for yourselves. Oh, and this phony rural adventure is designed to get votes.
Look.
Cannot tell you.
Another one of the little calves has an injured foot. And Senator Spleen is picking it up and carrying it back to the barn for medical attention. I wish you could see this.
As my dear mother used to say, oh, please.
Rhonda, is the calf, that's heavy, isn't it?
Yes,
the calf
it's very heavy. The calf, it must weigh, I'm guessing about 300 pounds. But the senator has really, bulked up out here on the farm doing chores. And he's got pile drivers for arms now and really, really big size.
Really big lies, you mean?
If the senator is bigger, Rhonda, that's an important detail. That means that his look has changed, which is a significant clue if maybe our listeners are trying to find Senator Spleen in the contest.
Yes, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. The first ordinary voter to find our candidate wins $100,000 right out of the campaign treasury, and he is in the continental U.S.
That's horrible. It's a travesty. That's vote buying.
No, no, no. You don't have to vote for him. You just have to find him, you know, like Waldo. Besides, this is just one person we're talking about here getting this money. If that is vote buying, I mean, you know, $100,000 per vote, that would be, you know, pretty stupid if we did that, yeah.
Rhonda, what if that prize has not been collected by early June when you're having the Enough Party convention?
Right. If that is the case, we may have to keep the senator away from the convention.
You can't!
In the interest of public safety and of the electoral momentum, we just may have to.
If you skip the convention, it will be your undoing. You cannot expect the public to elect someone president when they haven't even seen him lately.
And, you know, Rhonda, you can't expect anyone to win that cash prize without knowing what he looks like today. So, I mean, how could we pick him out of a crowd?
Well, you know, there aren't too many guys, you know, who can pick up a 300-pound cap like it was, you know, some little plastic toy. You see somebody doing that, that's your guy.
Rhonda Alonzo is the campaign manager for Senator Sam Splaine of the Enough Party and Governor Dick Burstyn, Splaine's chief rival going into the party convention in June. And now joining me in the studio is political correspondent Jennifer Hamster, who's covered this contest since the beginning. Jennifer, you heard Governor Burstyn, you heard Rhonda Alonzo. What do you make of all this?
What difference does it make what I say? Huh? I mean, I should be doing these interviews, right?
Well,
I am the political correspondent, am I not? I mean, you're going to do the interviews with the major players. What am I for? Huh?
Well, you're here to give us commentary and analysis.
Oh, okay. So. Well, then my commentary is that you're not getting information out of them that's any better than what I got. The cash prize, really, you're bigger than that. And my analysis is that this is another case of a prima donna anchor sticking his nose in where it doesn't belong, quickly getting in over his head and reaching out to the underpaid political correspondent, begging her to make sense out of the mess that he's created. And my conclusion is that this Enough Party convention is going to be a really, really interesting disaster. And you know what? You really, really need me.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Our chief political correspondent, Jennifer Hamster.